This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for Trust Personified. This is the real deal. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week, the official overview from the offices of Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, he sits on high. At the office, there are three stories in the building. He's on the top floor. Many of the researchers are on the second floor. And then there's the first floor, the people who basically clean up after Michael and his crew. So that's how it looks at Talker Central. Ready now to go through the list of things on the charts, Michael. That exciting interview.
I'm trying to picture the building that you've described.
I have a little
desk under an umbrella on the roof of that building.
That's good.
All right, we have an interesting week going here. At number 10 on the story survey, we have Meta launches Threads. At number 9, we have a global heat record. At number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, holiday weekend shootings. At number 6, Yellen visits China. At number 5, the White House cocaine incident. At number 4, the ongoing Hunter Biden investigation. At number 3, the social media ruling and Supreme Court of the United States cases. Trump's legal battles are at number 2, and number 1, the 2024 presidential race. I guess we're in the full swing of it.
Really? So, you think there's a race coming up?
Yeah. Right. They're out there hustling. The People Survey, we have Mark Zuckerberg at 10, Elon Musk at 9, Vladimir Putin and Yevgeny Prigozhin at number 8. At number 7, Kevin McCarthy, Janet Yellen at 6, Hunter Biden at 5, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at number 4, Jack Smith at 3, Donald Trump at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1. It was kind of a interesting week from the standpoint on talk radio, you know, a couple of days off for some of the full-time hosts.
Not me. Special.
Not you. Nope. You are a dedicated practitioner.
Oh, a public servant. Right.
Public servant. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The world spins better when you're at the helm.
Oh, well, I don't know about that, but thank you for at least presenting that as an idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of things that we can dig around. I'm looking at the top 4 items, and we've been there, done that before. Although tying number 4 to number 5 is an interesting exercise, because Hunter Biden being investigated as he has been, and then the cocaine shows up there. Mm-hmm. There have been people who have called me on my various radio programs and suggested that if it were Donald Trump and him being in the White House and cocaine were found, it would be a whole different story and a whole different treatment by the news media as to the source of it, how it was being used, why it was there. Do you agree?
No.
With that presentation?
No, I'm sick of that argument. I'm sick of the argument that there's the news media and then all of these other splinters. The news media is splintered, depending on which news media you go to. Some news media would make it look like the Bidens are terrible, and some news media make it look like Trump is terrible. They're all biased, and they target audiences to give them the affirmation they want. And this whole argument that, whataboutism, and it's unfair, and it would be different if it were the other one, this is crap, and it takes our mind off the target, which is real stories of real consequence, real facts, real figures, and holding people accountable. None of that's happening. These stories are really irritating.
I can tell.
No, I mean, come on, think about the argument. Well, if the Trump administration they found cocaine, it's the cocaine isn't Hunter Biden's cocaine, and it wouldn't be Trump's cocaine. They wouldn't be leaving the damn cocaine in the middle of a public area. Yeah, Hunter Biden is taking cocaine right where the tours are given. I mean, what's your personal feeling about that? Do you believe any of this has anything to do with anything?
No. Good. But it's there because people are talking about it, so we're talking about it because that's our job on the talk radio.
You're absolutely right. I'm just giving my personal reaction.
I'm tired of all four the things on the top. I'm sick, with the exception of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and I want to ask you about him from your perspective.
Well, I'm not sick of the top stories. I'm sick of people who politicize every single detail
about
it.
They twist and turn them around.
Right. That have nothing to do with reality or consequence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. There you go. Okay. So one of the things that has attracted a whole lot of attention this week, the warmth. The news media is all over this like it's the first time ever in the record-keeping business. Well, the records have only been kept since 1880, so that gives you one spin on it. Yes, is it warm? Yep. The Earth's axis has changed, and nobody really paid much attention to it until now. And so here we have a lot of things that are coming together that make for interesting conversation. But here, once again, the spin on it is to get you to buy an electric car or to save the planet by doing something that's ridiculous, frankly. Mm-hmm. And so here we go off onto another toot. It is absolutely ridiculous, the reaction that people are having to this, the whole business about the records and El Nino and why is it so hot and what are we going to do? And you're not going to do anything because this is not something you can do something about. Even though buying an electric car may, in your mind, save the planet, help yourself. Go ahead. And then
everything gets spun to either a political cause or a commercial campaign.
Yes, exactly.
You know.
Uh-huh. Well, the first 3 days of this week were the hottest in the recorded history. Yeah. But it's dot, dot, dot. The result of climate change. Yeah, who says so? How do you prove that? Prove it.
Yeah, well, you know, the climate does change, and the climate is changing. It's just and they do have records through like fossil records and strata, and they can go back before the 1800s to have an idea of what the conditions of the planet were.
Right.
But what you're bringing up is, what does that have to do with our involvement in it happening? And what does it have to do with what we can do to turn it around? And I think there's a certain amount of concern that has to be put on carbon emissions and all that stuff. But, as you point out, most of it is just to sell electric cars.
It's good business to be in at the moment.
As if the electricity grows on trees.
Yeah, right.
You know, that I don't want
to. In Mexico this week, one town was 120 degrees. We are in New England. It was fairly humid the last couple of days, and we're sweating. I lost a couple of pounds. You probably did too if you were outside. That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. You sweat it off. Come on. At any rate, with Donald Trump being number two on the people list, I noticed that his personal aide pled not guilty to charges that he helped obstruct the investigation into those sensitive documents. They were found in Mar-a-Lago. No. Really? So will the world stop because of that?
Well, are you saying that the testimony of the aide is not important? Is what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is that the story, this is the same as you reflected 3 or 4 minutes ago on what I suggested, the Donald Trump side to whatever the heck it was that we were talking about at that moment,
the
cocaine thing. Right. And this is the same thing, as far as I'm concerned, the same kind of thing. It's just the same old, same old.
Well, I have to give you a little bit of a counterpoint on that one.
God, please.
I think that conversation about the documents is far more important than conversation about the cocaine.
Really? Okay.
Oh, come on. They found cocaine in the near where the tours are at the White House is on the same level as what people knew and didn't know and what they didn't do regarding the documents rage? No, they're two different things.
Okay.
I mean, you don't. Okay, I mean.
I find it of no consequence whatsoever that Donald Trump had any of this stuff, or that Joe Biden had any of it, or that Mike Pence had any of it. It's nonsense. First of all the classified documents, or so-called classified documents, most of them are irrelevant to reality. They're way overdone. The classified, your eyes only stuff, most people who have experienced it say, this is usually boilerplate stuff. And so it's just another way to grind away at either Trump or Biden, depending on your point.
You make a good point at that. You make a good point at that. I just think that the document story is more important than the cocaine story. I consider the cocaine story a non-story. It has no value whatsoever.
But yet it's number five, so you must have found it being discussed a whole heck of a lot.
That's all this is what we find being discussed.
Yeah.
And I'm just to make our discussion of it more interesting and to occasionally take the liberty of giving my opinion.
I would like that.
That's all I'm doing. You know, I occasionally do that. I'm not here to... You notice I didn't say anything bad about Trump or Biden about this. I think neither of them would have their cocaine out there. First of all, Trump is too cheap.
He would
protect it. And
I can't imagine either one of them using it, actually.
I can't imagine either one of them not.
Really?
No, I'm saying that as hyperbole. I don't mean that.
I want to know if they smoke pot. What about Joe Biden? You think he smokes a little pot to go to sleep at night? What would happen if there was
I wouldn't be surprised.
Or Trump either.
But I don't have any personal information about the drug use of these guys. But I certainly think that politicians are among those who are more apt to break the law or engage in roguish activity.
Just by being where they are. Just by being who they are. Exactly. All right, we continue. Michael Harrison here with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off the air about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitrin. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitrin is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diet, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitrin.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event that features Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, as we discuss the charts, the things that are on the charts, the nuance, if you will, of the implications of things like Janet Yellen going to, she's the Treasury Secretary, by the way. She's landed in Beijing for a high-level conference with all the Chinese officials. And first thing she says is that China has treated American companies harshly. And so she criticized the Chinese government. The first speech she makes, making a shot at Chinese leaders and Chinese business. So what sort of a tone is that going to set? It's interesting that all these leaders are going over to China. Was it last week or the week before that it was the Secretary of State, whatever his name is? I can never remember his name now because he's not very memorable. Like a lot of these other people, frankly, that are in the Biden administration, I think you can make a case for this group being the most lackluster group of people who are supposedly leaders. Where did all these people come from? Were they all political hacks? What background do some of these people? Janet Yellen is probably the most well-known and has the most expertise of any cabinet secretary. Marty Walsh, who was Secretary of Labor for a while, big with the labor unions, but he left. And most of the other people that were in the first round with Biden have left for any number of reasons, I guess. But am I right about this, Michael? You think that there are a lot of people there that just seem to be nobodies from nowhere?
That's a very interesting question. Let it stand as a rhetorical one, because I ponder that all the time. First of all, a lot about the cabinet has to do with how they cover press and how visible they want to be. Yep. What they're really doing, I don't know. And most appointed people in politics didn't work to get there. They're just appointees. They're flax, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They haven't run a business or. Well, I mean, you can't say that about everybody. All I'm saying is
that
when you get into administrations and secretaries of this and secretaries of that, it's very hard for those of us outside who only have the press to rely on to really know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, according to press reports from Beijing, Ms. Yellen squared off with senior officials over there, telling the Chinese that we are not going to continue to use them as we have over the past 40 years, that our country, in fact, needs to diversify our supply chains and to protect ourselves against overdependence. I think that ship has sailed.
That sounds like a phone call to a talk show.
Yeah,
right. It's like, oh, they're not aware of that. like we've had trade wars now since the Trump administration.
Right.
Come on. This is the Chinese know, and Yellen knows, and everybody involved knows that this is all a show.
Yep. Blinken is the guy I was trying to think of who was over there last. It is a big show. So what do we do? And isn't that the same thing to be said for the muscles that they keep flexing when they meet Putin and Xing Ving Bling, whatever his name is? Isn't that the same kind? It's the same stuff. It's all theater. It's
much
theater.
Much of it is theater. Much of what goes on behind the scenes. And and the relationship between the United States and China is a complicated one that goes back for years. And both parties have participated in it. And both parties are still participating. The ties between China and the U.S. are outside the realm of anything that Janet Yellen has power over.
Yeah, right. It's just another conference. But it's interesting that they're going over there one after another. So those Chinese coming here, we're going to them, which I find very interesting. 28 after the hour here on the countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Americans may be dealing with flight issues heading into this weekend. According to FlightAware, over 6,300 flights have been delayed across the country Friday. Meantime, almost 700 flights have been canceled. It comes after flight issues plagued the 4th of July weekend. He says, we're fortunate. It was just cocaine at the White House this time.
What if somebody wants to conceal some sort of substance that could affect the health of the people there.
Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar sits on the House Appropriations Committee that has jurisdiction over the Secret Service. He says he wants answers about what changes are being made. The baggie found in a cubby near the west executive entrance of the White House. Privacy concerns are delaying the launch of Meta's new Threads app in Europe. The Independent reported earlier this week that Ireland's Data Protection Commission had been in talks with Meta about it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Want to get the absolute most out of your workouts? Transparent Labs offer the finest pre-workout formulas to help you bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. Transparent Labs is the industry-leading all-natural sports nutrition brand. The 100% grass-fed whey protein isolate is the cleanest protein supplement on the market. It tastes great, mixes well, and it's sourced from grass-fed, hormone-free U.S. cattle. All of Transparent Labs supplements are formulated using the most up-to-date scientific research in clinically effective dosages. Right now, get 20% off your first order at TransparentLabs.com with code RADIO at checkout. Use a clean supplement to help maximize your results with 100% natural ingredients and zero artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors. Third-party lab tested for purity and potency. Get 20% off your first order today from TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. Enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week of the year we go through, we being Michael Harrison and me, Doug Steffen, the items that are published at talkers.com. We also put the list up at gooddayshow.com, all the stories and the people, Michael and his insights as to what he's heard and what he's thinking himself. That's what part of this is all about. I think there are a lot of insights that maybe you didn't think about, some nuance to some of these stories, because Michael, again, is paying attention to all of them, and that's why there is as much attention paid to what he says and to this program as is the case. Number eight on the countdown this week is the Russian attack. The western Ukrainian city of, I don't know how to pronounce these names, do you?
No.
The Russians attacked historic buildings there in a protected area. They don't give a good damn about any of this cultural stuff. They'll blow up everything and anything. They're chasing our drones around, and we're very indignant about it. But what are we doing? What are our drones doing? The Russian planes that have been chasing the drones around. I don't know if any of them shot down, but
you know, this is a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia.
Of course it is.
And, I mean, there's no way around that.
Uh-uh.
And people who are concerned about matters of war and peace are alarmed by this war. This is probably the most important story. Because it could escalate.
The threats this week of we're going to blow up your nuclear power plant, and what will that do? That'll be like a nuclear war starting, and that's
going to be very dangerous.
People forget about Chernobyl and how it just blew up on its own because the Russians did such a lousy job when it was when Ukraine belonged to the Soviet Union. The first attempt that they ever made at building a nuclear power plant was making it out of cardboard, practically.
Well, the Russians have proven themselves to be pretty incompetent at many of the things one needs to be a superpower.
Yeah.
They're big and they're strong and they're smart. I mean, they can't deny it. I mean, they did send people to space. They did have Sputnik. They do have a big military. I mean, there's a lot to be said for their prowess and their power. But when it comes to prowess and power, I think I would trust the Germans' technology or the British or the U.S. or even China more than the Russians. They're being exposed by this war as being generally incompetent per the might that they supposedly wield. Remember when the war was starting? The Russians are building up forces along the border.
Three days, it'll be over.
Right, they're gonna just. Look at this. This is an embarrassment. Even though the U.S., they're really battling the U.S., they're battling the U.S. with one arm tied behind the U.S.'s back. Yeah. They're putting everything they have into this, and we've got our drones flying around there, and we're, supplying Ukraine with cluster munitions and all kinds of stuff. But the fact of the matter is, the Russians are not the industrial power that they claim to be.
Have you seen the new Indiana Jones movie yet?
No.
Go see it.
I saw the trailer. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, it is very good. And it does the classic, the bad guys always were the Nazis. Nazis, I hate those guys. A couple of lines from every one of the movies has seen the Nazis be the bad guys. And one of the cynics of coverage I just read the other day says, why is it that Jewish people who create these movies always make the Nazis the bad guys? And I thought, I wanted to scream at this guy, because they are, you idiot. And
right. Where
the Jewish people don't like Nazis, so therefore there must be what's wrong with that thinking? Yeah,
as if there really are two sides that are 100% equal to every story. That's what you're talking about.
Well, that's what you said early on, as to the human race and whatever. I don't remember whether you had that conversation on the air or off the air about how many foibles there are. The human race is far from perfect, and this just demonstrates it. But we find these people all the time. We follow them like lemmings. And I say we, collectively, the human race. Look at the people that are supposedly leaders now. And the whole I don't want somebody to tell me that I'm equating Trump to a Nazi, but the fact that people follow him so blindly, it's like he was some kind of god. And that's what they did with Hitler, and that's what they did. You can go back through the annals of history, and you find people all the time. Every century, there's somebody else who comes along that is a leader. For what reason?
It goes all the way back to the Ten Commandments. If, in fact, you believe in the Ten Commandments, paraphrasing the Ten Commandments is don't worship any man.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't follow anybody but God when it comes to blind loyalty.
So have we talked enough about cocaine in the West Wing? I think we probably have. If you'll pardon me moving along.
Have we been talking about that this segment? I can't.
Number two on the story list, because you got to give some deference to Donald Trump. His valet pled not guilty to a charge of conspiracy with these classified documents. He's a co-conspirator now. Remember when Richard Nixon was an unindicted co-conspirator in the Watergate thing? This guy is an unindicted co-conspirator conspiring with Donald Trump, apparently, his valet, to hide the secrets to moving the boxes around from one closet to a bathroom.
From one bathroom to another. Donald Trump's life is so strange that I would think that his valet has enormous access to whatever it is that Trump is involved in.
His caddy fixing his collar at the event this week at He likes this his golf course in New Jersey.
I don't know why he wants to go back to the White House.
I don't know either. Why would you want to do that? Yeah.
Honestly, that he wants to do that tells me he's nuts.
All right.
Why would he have made a hell of a career out of, on top of everything he's done, he was also president of the United States. Nobody would judge him for having only been there for 4 years.
Right.
And, you know, he did this. He did that. He even was president.
Yeah, he's done a lot of good things in his life. He's done a lot of bad things in his life.
But he could have spun it in such a different way.
Yeah,
the presidency really got to him.
Yeah, seems to have.
Yeah,
the mercenary. Let's see, number 8 on the charts, the people charts this week. Is how do you pronounce his name?
Oh, Yevgeny. I went to a special course.
Did you?
To a special course, yes. It's Yevgeny Prigozhin.
Okay. So he apparently is more popular in Russia than is Putin, which is no surprise. He apparently, they put a hit out on him, and then he showed up in St. Petersburg the other day to a massive, it was like he was a military hero. Mm-hmm. There were 250,000 people on a parade, and he's got a big following on social media. Isn't it interesting how, and the guy who runs Belarus says, hey, you can come live here. Come on over. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it just shows you that Putin doesn't have a grasp of power as one would think he does.
Mm-mm.
But then again, he still does have a lot of power. I don't know. I don't know how things work in Russia. It's very mysterious. And,
ever been to Russia?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. It's a fascinating. I remember the first memory of Russia for me. I spent 4 days in Moscow and then a couple of days up in St. Petersburg. And the filth. The dirt that was everything was
really
filthy in Moscow. Filthy.
Oh my!
And I actually was there twice. Now I think about it, and I remember the first thing was on a bus from the airport. It was a group of American diplomats, and I was along for the ride. They have these huge 4 foot big tunnels that are above the road. I suppose they aren't tunnels, they're air duct. They have one centralized heating plant in the city of Moscow, and it sends out heat. This is communism. It sends out heat through these big 4 foot pipes, and there's a pipe that goes to every building. So they have one plant that makes the heat. Can you imagine how much dissipates through the transfer of the heat to all the buildings that
it's inefficient is what you're saying.
Well, communism is inefficient by its very nature.
But they don't have communism anymore. What they have is something that I can't figure out. I don't know.
Communcap. It's called Communcap.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Communism and capitalism together. That's what the Chinese are. They're communcaps. I just made that up, by the way. I thought it was pretty clever, actually, didn't you?
It was clever. Well, you stopped me in my tracks, and I considered
communicaps. Yeah. Okay, well, I probably shouldn't have told you I made it up.
No.
Probably should have gone. You could use it for the headline, the next talkers thing, just below the promotion for idiots.
You should go and copyright it.
I probably should.
Right.
But right now, I'm going to send people to Las Vegas free.
Oh.
Right now, call 800-419-3684. All of you listening around the country, if you like Las Vegas and you haven't been for a while, or maybe you've never been, here's your chance to win two, not one, but two free nights in Vegas by calling 800-419-DOUG. Hundreds of people have done this already this week. And it's, you know, if you've got a moment or two to call that number. There are 10 people that they'll take right now. That's the bottom line. So you want to be the first, one of the first 10, call 800-419-DOUG. You'll get two free nights in Las Vegas. Always lots going on in Vegas. You can check the info that we have posted at gooddayshow.com. So if you want a chance to win, picture yourself maybe swimming in a big pool at a great location in Vegas. It could be reality. You got two nights in fabulous Vegas by dialing 800-419-3684. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Nobody's going to ask you for anything. You're just going to get the largesse of our deal with 541 Travel. So take a shot at it, right? Maybe that's not a good choice. Yeah, that's not a good choice of words. excuse me. Take a chance. 800-419-DOUG for two free nights in Vegas. 800-419-3684. People list from Talkers Magazine this week. All of these folks, you recognize their names, certainly, and they are all part of a connection to the story list, which we have at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. Mark Zuckerberg is at number 10, Elon Musk number 9, Vladimir Putin is at 8, Kevin McCarthy 7, Janet Yellen at 6, Hunter Biden 5, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at 4, Jack Smith at 3, Donald Trump on the list at number 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. As you would expect, the presidential contenders, a lot of these names are now showing up. It's interesting, though, that RFK Jr. has become so prominent so quickly. It tells you something. And so that's part of the discussion, part of the focus here in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79, and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for this week. It's the first full week of July, by the way. All of this info is published at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10 on the story list, according to the research by the folks at Talkers, the launch of Threads by Facebook/Meta and Mr. Zuckerberg. Number 9, the heat records that have been set around the world. Number 8, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Number 7, all the violence and the shootings this past holiday weekend. Number 6, Janet Yellen goes to China. Number 5, the cocaine usage in the White House. Number 4, Hunter Biden being investigated. Maybe he ought to be connected to number 5. Number 3, the Supreme Court cases. Number 2, Trump and his usual battles with the law. And number 1, the presidential contenders, the presidential race. Hi, let's check out what's going on with the MH interview this week. Michael Harrison and the MH interview. You can get the profile at talkers.com. Who are we going to listen
with
to?
Joe Madison. And actually, it's a reversal. He interviews me. He had me on his show on Sirius XM Satellite Radio on the Urban View channel. He's a he's probably the most listened to, most important African-American news talk show host in America. And he had me on his show, and it was kind of interesting. So we turned it around, and we ran that conversation on this week's podcast, MH interview. We talk about podcast. We talk about everything but race relations. We talk about podcasting. We talk about the state of media. We talk about the bias that young people have against boomers, that they hate boomers, and all kinds of interesting sociological
things. We all have that in common. Joe is a boomer. You're a boomer. I'm a boomer.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, you're right, there's a prejudice. And maybe we have the same reverse prejudice, though, against people, the youngsters who seemingly are lazy. They're so connected to their devices, all that stuff. Anyway, part of the discussion, check it out at mhinterview.com. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us at 53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I was talking earlier to one of my colleagues that appears on the Talk Radio Roundup, and I introduced him as an old, what did I say, an old pal. And he said, what do you mean by that? I said, you and I are pals, and we're both old. And I would say that. I would say that about you too. Here
absolutely.
We are, old pals. Okay, so Stephen is here to go over the legal implications, and we're not going to talk about Trump and his legal stuff because it's just a big ruse of conversation. However, Supreme Court cases, the social media ruling. Let's start with that, Steve. What do you think, or what will come out of this ruling?
Yeah. The social media ruling, and remember, this is a Louisiana federal judge, and it is a temporary injunction, meaning, you know, this is not a final ruling. Quite frankly, I can't imagine any situation in which this decision, which prohibits the federal government from contacting social media companies, will not be overturned. I mean, it is just blatantly unconstitutional. There is no question that there are concerns about the pressure that the federal government can put on social media. But quite frankly, we do need some kind of regulation. And this thing dealt with misinformation, dealing with healthcare issues, which are quite serious. So it's the proverbial tempest in a teapot. I wouldn't be surprised if this thing was unanimously overturned on appeal. But it doesn't mean that the federal government has, you know, full access to being able to dictate to social media. But we also, you and I have talked about this Section 230 that is a law that was put in early in the Internet days that protected websites from any kind of liability if someone else posted something that was illegal or improper on it. And, you know, quite frankly, this is something that Democrats and Republicans both agree needs some fine-tuning, but they just can't seem to find the common ground. And, of course, part of that is very often these senators and congressmen, they're just not very technologically astute. The questions that you and I have talked about, they sometimes ask the CEOs. It's like,
how do I turn my iPhone on?
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You're embarrassing yourself. So this thing, that'll get overturned on appeal.
All right. Speaking of turning things on, the folks at Facebook / Meta have launched something that competes with Twitter called Threads. Now, Zuckerberg is no charmer, and neither is Musk.
Neither are.
Yeah. So it was, oh, by the way, we had John Harper on from WMEL and one of the countdown hours, and he was talking about, because of the launch of one of Musk's rockets this week, he went down to be on hand, and he stayed at the Motel 6 on the Strip and had breakfast at the Waffle House. I just find that to be extraordinarily interesting, one way or the other.
But you know, Doug, this is consistent with him. He is notoriously cheap, and he is one of the richest men, if not one of the richest person on the planet.
Right.
And he lives extremely frugally, much to the chagrin of the various women with which he has been.
Ted Turner was kind of like that, too. All right, so let's talk about, there's a grudge match going on here.
Yep.
About 5 minutes after Zuckerberg launches Threads, there's a lawsuit from Twitter filed against him because apparently it's the mirror image. Threads is the mirror image of Twitter. So where does that go in terms of legalities?
Yeah, you know, this one, I don't think there's probably going to be much there, but there is at least the possibility. So the idea of having another instant messaging service, that is an idea, and an idea cannot be patented, cannot be trademarked. What Musk is saying is that Zuckerberg hired former Twitter people, which he did, and to develop it, and that they used trade secrets from Musk or intellectual property. But he isn't very specific about what intellectual property they took. Now, the fact that these people are skilled in that area is fine. Did they take, if they used trade secrets and things that were patented or trademarked, then they're in trouble. But I kind of feel that they probably haven't, particularly because there's been no allegations by Musk as to specifically what kind of intellectual property violations. So these two rich guys, and I hope to see that grudge match fight
right,
in
the cage
that they've been talking
right.
about.
Yeah. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman, our legal expert here with some thoughts on the stories from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.